This is Avadivri clip 2. The Mishnah on Daf Yadal Amad Beis states that Avadivri is kind of atzmai. He's released. He acquires himself back out of Avdus by either Shonim, that's Sheshanim, the 6 years, and Yovel, and Geroin Kesef, if he were to come up with the money and he could pay out what he owes the Odon. Now the Rambam says that he paskins, there's a machlekes in Rishonim, if you can sell yourself for more than Sheshanim. Besson will never sell you for more than Sheshanim, but you may sell yourself for more than Sheshanim, and then the Rambam adds, this is in Hilchos Avonim, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam adds that whatever the case is, whether you sold yourself for Shesh or for more than Shesh, when Yovel cuts in, The year of Yovel is Mafkia. The year of Yovel releases the seven ivri, no matter what. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem Beis, Ois Yud Tes, he asks, there's a Rambam's Shita that, where else do we find Yovel? By a person who sells his karka in Eretz Yisrael, his Yerusha karka, that if the Yovel comes, he gets it back. In other words, all the sales are for only more up to 50 years. They can't be for more than 50 years. In other words, and you can't sell for more than 50 years. If you made a mechira stam, you mentioned no time limit, it can't be yours more than 50 years. If you sold it in the first year after Yovel, it's only for 50 years. But the Rambam still says if a person sells his karka for 60 years, or in other words, past the Yovel, then it's not released and it doesn't return to the owner during Yovel, when the Yovel comes around. So here we have a steer. Why, if you've sold yourself for more than Sheish and then Yovel comes around, let's say you sold yourself for 12 years, and in the 11th year, Yovel comes around. Rambam holds that Yovel is releases the Avad Ivri, so why is that different than selling your karka for over past the years the year of Yovel? And in order to be able to understand the difference here, we need to put forward a yesod. Now, remember, everything I say is this yesod is, unless I speak out, thought it up myself, which pretty much is not the case. Is the yesodus of the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Abba Berman, my Rosh Yeshiva and my Rebbe. He says that there's two types of kinyonim in the Torah. There's a kinyon klali, a general kinyon, a kinyon stam, and then there's a kinyon prati. Now, in a kinyon klali, it's a kinyon, it's a flat kind of kinyon. You just own it. You don't own any particular aspect of the item. You own it, flat out, and therefore all the aspects, all the possible schusim and of mammon that comes out of this item, whether it be metalton, whether it be karka, is yours. It's just yours because it's flat out yours. Whereas there's such a thing as a kinyan prati, where you make a kinyan to purchase, to acquire a prat, an aspect of the moment in the object, and this could be, let's say, the usage. It's not yours. You couldn't sell it. You can't. But you have it only to use. And the owner, the original owner, can sell it. This is the actual case of the famous Gemaras of Kenyan Karka, Kenyan Paris, and Kenyan Aguf. But that's a whole different subject, and it's also we actually find this clearly delineated in a rush in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph has an incident with called the incident of Beis Chorim. The story was that the father fell out and with his son, and he was Mader Hano. He asked his son to use and to have Hano from any of he asked himself to have any Hano from the son. In other words, he will not go to his, can't go traipsing into his house and for Shabbos and eat a cholent, because the father rostered the Hano of everything the son owns on himself. So of course, as time passed by, what happened was the son was making chasana for his son, the grandson of the father, and of course he wanted his father to come to the wedding, but his father had already sworn off. In other words, it's made a neder that everything that belongs to the son, he's usher to have any benefit from. So how could he come to the Suda? And he shouldn't even be able to walk in to the confines of the area that belongs to the son. And what happened was, over there, the son thought he's going to be real smart, and so he found a buddy, and he said, "I'm giving you all the property and all the food and all the whatever comes with the banquet, whatever comes the chasanus, and it'll be yours, not mine, so that my father can now come to the wedding." But the buddy felt that this is wrong. It's just a sham. And he said, "Well, you know what? If it's really mine, I'm making this whole thing hektish. Whatever you gave me." So the Gemara says over there that it's not hektish. And the Gemara says from there that we learn a klal in the incident of Beis Chorin, the Chachamim that paskin that it's not a good hektish. We learn from over there that if you require something and you can't be makdish it, then it's not a good matona. It's not yours at all. Therefore, this was a sham, and the father couldn't come. The rush in the eighth parak over there in Yeshnaikal and Kuflam Adalah, that'll be Simon. Okay, that'll be in Simon. I don't want to tell you the real Simon. Right, he says that it's Dafka. I'm going to find the Simon in a minute. It's Dafka when he gives he tries to give away the mammon, and so that it's Tom. And he thinks that in that way his father, the person who was Mutar Hanoa, can now benefit. But if he actually, and then the din is that the makabel of the matona cannot be makdashit, because if you can't, and because it's not a good matona. But the rush says, what if I gave the guy, my buddy, the right to use this, not to use this matona, I gave the guy the right to be makdish this matana, but just the right to be makdish this matana. He can't use it. He can't eat it. He can't take it in and use it for himself. But he can be makdish it, or he can give it away. In other words, he wants to give his buddy the right to dispose of it, but nothing else. It's mine. It's the nosein hamatana. It belongs to him until, and only with respect to giving it away and being makdashit, does he give a matana to the other fellow. So then the Rush says it's a good matana. And the question is, we just said that it's not. You can't do that kind of stuff. The answer is, there's a difference between a kinyan kloli and a kinyan prati. And the Gemara over there understood that the man, the son of the father who was Mater Hanoah, gave his buddy a blanket kinyan on his suda, and on the wedding hall and on the wedding food and whatever else is involved, but he didn't want to give the guy the right to give it away. He didn't really want the guy to have it. He just wanted the name only, and that's why the Gemara says that it's not you can't be makdashit. And it's not a good matana because you really didn't mean to give it to away, because that you were talking about a kinyan kloli. If your kinyan kloli doesn't include everything, it has to work for everything, because there is no delineation of which aspect of the mumen you're giving it away. It's not a kinyan a kloli is not the pshat. You have a kinyan you're giving away. For Lugabe, this aspect, Lugabe, that aspect of the money, you can use it to cook with. You can use it to smear on your bad foot. That's not what you do when you give away a matana to somebody. Kenyan Clawley, you give it away in indiscriminately. And if therefore he can't do any one particular aspect of what a Bailam can do, the makabel of the matana of such a matana, cannot do a particular act in respect to this matana, then that wasn't a good kinyan kloli. That's what happened over here, because he knew that it was understood that the son wasn't giving his buddy his chutzar and his house and whatever the banquet hall, all the food for good, just flat out. He only gave it, he didn't want to give it away in such a manner such that the buddy could be a makdashit. So therefore, it's not a good kinyan kloli. But a kinyan prati is a kinyan in respect to a certain aspect. So if you want to give it away for a particular usage and not for another, you may. It works. There's such a thing. Okay. What want to apply this to Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, when a person sells himself to be an Eved Ivri, or Machru Bezdin, but there's no Machru Bezdin is only for Sheish. When a person sells himself for an Eved Ivri, and there's a difference between selling himself for an Eved Ivri and selling his sada away. When you sell your sada, and you don't say make up any particular conditions, and you don't say only for this matter, only for that matter, but for every flat out, then it's a kinyan kloli. Then you're selling and you're giving away, and the makabel matana is makabel a kinyan kloli, a kinyan stump. He flat out owns all the mumen. He doesn't own it in respect to usage, and then also in respect to disposing of it, and in respect to being makdish. All these particular things that a bialim can do. No, he owns it. Finish. He acquires a kinyan shalai, and that's it, and it's his. And therefore, as a result, he can do what a bialim can do. But there was never a particular hakna on any aspect in that moment. There was only Hakno on the moment per se, as is. Melo, he could do whatever he wants to, but that's in the case of Stamatotla, not Eved Ivri. But in the case of Eved Ivri, since we've spoken previously that a Ben Charen, a person, is himself not, does not represent capital. He has no mumen, and he's not made of mumen, so you couldn't, there's nothing to acquire in him. Therefore, you have to first create an Eved Ivri, and he is then some kind of mumen. So therefore, and then you can then acquire him. But the answer, but since he's he's not an Eved Kanani, he's not, it's not a total kind of mechira, and it's only for 6 years or until Yovel, or you have the right to buy yourself out. You can, if you sell something to somebody, you can't buy it back. You can't say, okay, here, I got money, I only sold it to you because I was short. Now that I've got some money, I let me give you back the money that I pay for. You can't. It's gone. It's out of your hands. Whereas in Eved Ivri, you have all these limits. Therefore, it's what we see here is that the kinyan of that a person acquires in an Eved Ivri is only a kinyan prati. Hence, there's a difference in a case of plain soda. I sell you my soda. And then comes along Yovel's Mafkia. So what will be the case? That's Kinyan Ploy. But if I sell you my Sada for more than 50 years, 51 years, for 60 years, right? Then it's a Kinyan Prati. Because when I sell it to you flat out, it's sold forever. It's not, there's no ever, there's no time limit. Time isn't an aspect that is sold. It's sold. And therefore, what happens is, and since it's mine presently for this instant, it continues to be mine. And since it's mine that next instant, it again continues to be mine. But there was never any action taken to give that person any kind of kinyan for any time. There was a kinyan flat. It was a kinyan quality. And on that, the Torah said that if we have a din of Yovel, and Yovel releases all the sodais, and it goes back to the original owner. And what was that said? It was said in the case of a kinyan klali, because every sale of a sod is a case of where you're selling something that has naturally has mumen, so therefore you don't have to create an inyan mumen in it, it's there already, so therefore if you're selling it, it's selling it flat and totally, and it's yours and forever, because it just continues to be yours from this instant to the next instant. So on that it was given a din, Yovel. And then we say that what we see is from Torah, we see that the Torah gives you Yovel, which all that Yovel has to do is cut off, deactivate the previous instance of Bios. Because in the case of regular Sada, when I sell you a Kinyan Klali, I don't take any specific action of selling it to you for today and for tomorrow. I just sell it to you, and it continues, because it's yours this present moment, it continues to be yours the next moment. So there is a power in your bilis of this moment to allow it, that allows it to the bilis to continue to the next moment. So when the Torah gave the din of Yovel, what the Torah did was it deactivated the power of your bilis in the present to continue into the next instant. But if I sell you this soda for today and for tomorrow, for the next day, and for the next 60 years, so that I've actually taken action, I've done an asiya of of and the hakna of every second of the time that of these 60 years and that is yours. And so that now it's not yours because it's yours today. It's yours from the original moment of the sale. I've given you the kinyan in tomorrow's soda. I've given you the kinyan in the next year's soda. So you have you've been given, you acquired a kinyan in all the time of that the soda is, was the condition of the sale, which was 60 years, whatever it be, right? So then what would, if Yovel were to work in such a case of Mechar Soda L'Shishim Shona, then it would have to shut down the present existing bialus. We never saw anything such thing, because Yovel was given for Kenyan Stam, and over there, all it does is it deactivates the bialus, the power in the bialus to continue, but it doesn't shut down anything. So we never were given a din of shutdown. So therefore, if you sell it for 60 years, Yovel doesn't affect it. Rambam himself says that if you sell it, or no, one of the Nasakam of the Rambam, the Radvaz, says that if you sell it forever, since the Pasuk says you're not allowed to sell your land forever, so then it's never even a good kinyan to start with, or he says that Yovel would come in and release it after on the year of Yovel, because you tried to do what the Torah asked you to do. If you just do it for 60 years, you're not doing it forever. But if you do it for 70 or whatever, but if you do it forever, so then you're actually being over what the Torah said you're not supposed to do. So therefore, if you do something that you're not allowed to do, we paskin that it doesn't help. Is loymahani. It's machlokas rav and abaya and tamura, and we paskin it doesn't help. So that, but if you did it for less than forever, it works, because Yovel had to shut down your kinyan that you were given 60 years ago, and Yovel was never included that power. All we saw that Yovel do is deactivate the power of bialus in the last instance, not to be able to continue to the next instance. Now, the Rosh Yeshiva says that what he'd like to be machanish is that since a Eved Ivri doesn't have mumminess naturally, even after the Torah said there is such a thing as Eved Ivri, you make a person, it's chal that he becomes an Eved Ivri. But that's a kinyan prati, because it's a kind of mumminess lagabi, the avdus of an Eved Ivri. You become an Eved Ivri. You're not a flat out Eved, because a flat out Eved is like an Eved Kanani. There's no time limit. There's no buying back. So it's a Kenyan Prati. Therefore, when the Torah said, in other words, I'm selling you for today and for tomorrow. So whenever you sell an Eved, even flat out Stam, it's for 6 years. And I sold you, in the original sale, I sold you every minute or every second or every instant of those 6 years. And then the Torah says that that if Yovel intercedes, or has the ability to release. Now, that would mean that Yovel was said about a Kenyan Prati. So that would mean that Yovel deactivates, it shuts down, doesn't deactivate, it shuts down the present Kenyan. So therefore, the Rambam holds there's a difference. And since every Eved Kanani is a Kenyan Prati, so then if Yovel is to work, then Yovel must shut down the present Kenyan, because it's not, you don't own it. It's not a Kenyan Kloli. You don't own the Eved Ivri because you owned it the instant before. You own it because there was originally there was an aseia to acquire every instant in time of that evrivri, and if it's more than sheish, so you acquired it, and but yovel was even when yovel is referring to a sale of without any limitations, without any. That would normally terminate a sheish, let's say yovel comes before sheish, or yovel then shuts down. So if yovel shuts down the kinyan, what do I care if you sold it for 10 years? It shuts down the kinyan. We don't have a problem that there's a difference between... Okay. What I just would like to do with this is to wrap up the problem that we left in the part one, the clip one, with the Rambam. The Rambam had said, actually this is Taisus Kasha, but the Rambam had said that the reason why it's considered gufa kani, and the reason why you need a shtar and you can't just be michael and every tell him to go home, is because he became a different davar. There's what's called a kinyan iser. And he's that kind of is, and that can't go away by dibber, by mechila. The problem is then what? But let the mechila work on the mumminous part, and so he's free. He's not meshubed anymore. It's like a debtor who somebody whose creditor was mechil him, And then, so what are your problem? He was a gavri. He was an eved ivri. He had a heter to live with a shifcha kananis. So, who cares? Does that mean if he's an eved kanani, then if you don't get change and remove the shem eved kanani, the kinyan iser, then he cannot marry a bas charet. So I mean. He'd be in limbo. And for that you need a shtar. But here, you don't need to be mater this eved ivri to take a bas yisrael. He's an eved ivri. He's not also in a bas yisrael. So therefore, what do we need a shtar for? The answer would be that if you hold that this is a kinyan prati, so then even if the Rambam said the reason why you must give a shtar is because you have this, chalois kinyan iser, which means is that the gavra became, of a ben charin became a gavra of an eved ivri, and he'll remain that until a shtar is given, and it doesn't help mechila, right? But you can't, so therefore you can't be machal the mumin either, because the according to in the Ramban system, the reason why you have a din mumin here. Is because it's novea, it's a result of the kinyan iser. The kinyan mumin derives itself from the kinyan iser. Because he's a different gavra, and he's not a ben charen anymore, it's possible to have a kind of kinyan, of muminous here, that you can be kinyan, and therefore, he's not a pile. He can't just leave and cut out and refuse to wear and quit. Right, so and hence, therefore, if you don't give a shtar, and he's still a gavra of an eved ivri, you will continue to have a kinyan in the avdus of the eved ivri and the gavra of the eved ivri, even legabi moment, and it doesn't help to be michael, because after your michael today's work and service. Then the next instant, you already required the next instant previously, and you created the gavra of an eved ivri, and that gives you the mumminess today. So therefore, it wouldn't help mechila. In a sense, it's like dekel lepei raisov, but. It would seem from the Ramban that Dekel Leparaisov you could be Meichel. Since it's not a flat out, it's a Kinyan Prati. But And so therefore the Ramban needed to say that the reason why it doesn't help Dibur to free an Eved Ivri is because there's Kenyan Isser. But the Meiri and other Rishonim hold that it's just merely enough to say that this is a case of decalopressive, and it's like owning a chayfetz, and you can't be a meichel chayfetz. This is clip 2.